Governor Janet Mills is facing the daunting task of finding hundreds of Mainers to serve on various boards and commissions throughout state government. All the vacancies and expected vacancies before the end of the year are spelled out in a report by the Secretary of State's office to the governor and the legislature. Mal Leary, our senior political reporter, has been reviewing the hundreds of pages, thanks, Mal, and joins us now from our Statehouse studios. Mal, what are we talking about for boards and commissions?
Well, Nora, there are hundreds of these that have been created by state government over the years. A lot of them are advisory boards to state agencies. For example, the Brain Injury Advisory Council or the Committee on Dental Education. But some of these have substantial responsibility. In fact, they have rulemaking ability or they have the responsibility of running a large institution. For example, the University of Maine System Board of Trustees, the Finance Authority of Maine Board. And then there's a whole host of professional and business licensing boards. They range from everything from doctors to real estate appraisers and everything you can think of in between.
You said hundreds of vacancies. That does seem like a lot. Are we talking about boards that have more than one vacancy?
Oh, yes. For example, the Developmental Disabilities Advisory Board has a majority of its slots vacant. Many have a couple of vacancies, but that can affect the ability of a board to function. Most have rules that set out a minimum number for a quorum to conduct business. For example, let's say you have a 5-member board with 2 vacancies, a 3rd member sick. That board cannot conduct any business. The report says there are 343 vacancies as of December 31st, and some of those have been vacant for more than a year.
So you're saying Governor LePage did not fill all the appointments that he could have made before he left office?
Oh, absolutely. But it were efforts throughout his term to try and fill these positions. You know, it's difficult to find people willing to volunteer to serve on some of these boards and commissions. And while most of the list is appointments that are by the governor, there are some by commissioners of various state agencies, like the Commissioner of Department of Health and Human Services, that names the members of the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Advisory Commission. There are also vacancies to be filled by the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate.
How many more seats are expected to become vacant this year, and how much is that going to add to the workload of filling all this?
Well, it's going to add substantially to the workload. There are about 800 vacancies that are expected to occur this year. They range from relatively important posts like the Board of Environmental Protection. And there are scores of vacancies on those licensing boards I mentioned. And those are very important because they have rulemaking authority and they actually control those professions and protect the public. It's expected that some incumbents whose terms run out will be reappointed and that some boards and commissions will allow members to continue to serve until their replacement is made. But not all of them have that statutory provision.
So lots of work ahead then for the Mills administration.
Absolutely, Nora. Lots of work.
Mal Leary, senior political reporter, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nora.